Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where we are jumping in on another one of our interview wrap-up solos. Today, I want to talk about the interview with Sherry Smith. And what is interesting about this interview is that we actually did dive into numbers. And the reason we did that with Sherry is because those are metrics that are hard to understand outside of the nature of her business. So many of our businesses can be, you know, discussed without those metrics, but those are accomplishments. Sherry is so very excited and, you know, rightfully, you know, passionate about, because it has shown the progress of her business and, you know, where she has taken something that she had no idea was even going to be a business. But I also want to cue you in on a conversation that happened after the interview stopped. Sherry is just a tremendous amount of joy, and I enjoy seeing her on a regular basis. I get the privilege of seeing her in a local group on Thursdays. And I got to know her a little bit more. And as the stories, you know, have unfolded and the times together with her have unfolded, I know a bigger piece of her picture. And there is so much more depth to Sherry than shared on this journey inside the podcast. But again, this podcast was her journey and her story and what she wanted to tell. But she has so much potential that you may or may not capture inside of this interview with her. But I wanted to make sure that I was highlighting that, because this woman has done amazing things. The amount of work she's done with teens, the amount of work she's done, you know, for her husband when he was going through his illness and the time that it took to do that, the amount of work that she does in connecting people and being a catalyst for that change is just so beautiful. And I want for everyone to feel and know and, you know, kind of wrap their arms around what Sherry has gone through and what she has worked on and what she has created and how she continues to show up in the world and share that message and bring life to something that she didn't see as her future, you know, 10 years ago. So I want to make sure that we can stay connected to those people in our lives. As entrepreneurs, we can get so focused on the day-to-day and the ins and outs and doing the things and you know, caught up in the just forward motion of what we do, that we can often forget the story that also is behind somebody else's journey. And there is always a bigger story behind why we do what we do and how we do what we do as women entrepreneurs. Some are ready to share that. Some are not quite ready to share that. Some are working on that. But that story will come out, and those stories will be revisited, and we will re-record to update and to bring more to the picture and more to the table, because all of these pieces, the pieces that you hold and the pieces that are part of you, are all beneficial to every single one of us in this women entrepreneur community. So don't ever forget that. Don't let go of that message, and don't let go of what you contribute to the better good of this world. I hope you found this inspiring and uplifting and informative. Just a little bit of a sneak peek behind the scenes of my thoughts on the interview and how we collectively can change the world. I encourage you to continue the conversation. You can reach out to our community, the Fem Free Group, or you can reach out to me on my website, which is whitedevegannon.com, and you can fill out a form and straight ask me a question. It comes straight to my email, and we will carry on the conversation. And you can find me all over social. I am more than happy to help you find clarity in this world. As always, keep moving forward. Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.